This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. And we start with the Boston Red Sox today, Jones, as today's spring lineup. Christian Campbell back in there at second base with the rest of the regulars.
So, batting eighth?
Lineup's out.
Lineup is out.
Thank you, Evan. Yeah, no, it must be. That's what they've been doing.
I think there's
a clear indication of what they're going to do.
Yep, Duran, Devers, Bregman, Casa, Story, Wong, Abreu, Campbell, Rafaela.
Oh, okay, wait, so they did.
I think Abreu and Wong may have switched, but whatever.
Is it a righty-lefty thing? Like, maybe there's some of that going on. Actually, where was Story and Casa? Say that again?
Casas is back in cleanup.
He's back in cleanup.
Because Devers is back in there.
Oh, right.
So they go lefty-lefty, righty-lefty, righty.
But, okay. If you had to guess, based on the last few lineups, Keith, we've seen Hamilton in there, we've seen Meyer in there, we've now seen Campbell in there a couple of times. If you had to guess, who's the opening day second baseman?
Campbell. Which is great.
That's not what Bradfo told us.
No, it's not.
Bradfo told us Hamilton.
All due respect to David Hamilton and fans of David Hamilton and his family, I would rather one of the two young guys. I'm ready to see the young guys.
Sure, he's a nice guy.
Sure, he's a great guy.
Might be the greatest guy.
But he's also
anywhere near my lineup.
He's also a good kind of bench guy. Pinch run, you can play a few different infield spots. So
yeah, he's a useful player off the bench. You don't want him starting every day.
But I love the idea, and even though Meyer has been better hitting in spring than Campbell, if Campbell is your long-term second baseman, he's a guy who's flown up the prospect rankings, if he starts opening day at second base, that's also a great sign because you're not doing the stupid service time manipulation
right.
And like, let's hold him back for a month and then bring him up. If you start in the season, that's great. Like, that's probably as good of a lineup as you can probably have. You know, I mean, we'll see what they end up doing long term with Yoshida, who's kind of squeezed out of a spot. But the upside on Campbell, like, I'm excited about that.
You asked about Yoshida yesterday.
I did.
What could you still see? I mean, I know the season starts in less than a week. I could still see them trading him tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not on the opening day roster.
Yeah, if they can find a taker, and it's also probably going to be how much money are you willing to eat on that?
They should eat it.
They probably have to eat it.
Eat the whole thing. I know it didn't work with Chris Sale.
No.
For Vaughn Grissom.
He did win the NL Cy Young Award.
And Vaughn Grissom stinks. I don't miss Chris Sale at all. Like, I really genuinely don't. The problem is you got Vaughn Grissom back. I'd use that same logic and just actually, you know, try to get it right this time. But I would use that same logic on trading Yoshida.
But if you're going to pay for him to play for somebody else, can you just pay for him to be a pinch hitter?
I mean,
and then like
you could, but
and then like if Devers gets hurt or if somebody gets hurt, like you have that bat can go in the lineup somewhere.
Yeah, but could you get a reliever for Yoshida?
Yeah,
could
maybe,
you get something more useful for the roster? Like if it's just a prospect,
it's very odd with him because they're like, yeah, he's probably going to start the year on the IL because like he can't throw the ball. And then it's like he was in the lineup yesterday. I'm like, well, he's only a DH anyway, so what is it?
I don't.
But that's just a roster thing. I don't think they want to start the year with him because they're like they probably are pigeonholed to him like only being a pinch hitter. That's a lot of money for just that. NCAA tournament in full swing. 16 games in the books. We got a couple going on right now as well. Top seeds Houston and Auburn won easily yesterday. Tennessee, relatively close, I guess. It was a single-digit game at the half. They pulled away. As same with St. John's. That was a five-point game at the half. They ended up winning by 30.
They ran away in the second half.
Wisconsin, yeah. Texas Tech. So all the top four seeds, Purdue, A&M, top four seeds that played yesterday all won. Biggest upset as it relates to the seeding would be McNeese over Clemson. 69-67. Michigan held off a tough second half from UC San Diego, so Michigan advanced. BYU is on Drake on an 11 seed over Missouri. Arkansas and Coach Calipari defeated Bill Self in Kansas. What else? UCLA over Utah State. Creighton beat Louisville, and Gonzaga blew out Georgia. But one thing that I'm excited about is round two. Rick Pitino versus John Calipari.
In Providence.
Awesome. That's pretty amazing.
Pretty good.
Anything else jump out to you day one?
So I'm already scared about my Duke pick because ACC, they've had a terrible start to this.
Yeah, Clemson bounced.
Clemson lost. They were getting smoked. I mean, they came back and made that interesting.
They did.
But they were getting smoked. Louisville got smoked. Those are the next two best teams in the ACC. And so if those teams are getting rocked, I know Duke's better than them, but I'm a little afraid of my Duke pick already.
Cooper Flagg's supposed to play today.
Yeah, he should. Yeah. Not that they need him against the 16 seed.
No.
But he should play. I'm a little afraid of that pick already. And then I would expect more ups. You said no four seeds lost yesterday.
Top four all won.
Doesn't that mean we're kind of due for a crazy day today?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would think that's what that means.
So far we have Baylor, the 9 seed, leads number 8, Mississippi State, 39-34, early second half. Yep. 2 seed Alabama.
I can tell there's a lot of people that are on that guy. Nick is like fist pumping at certain plays back there. I see Jacob out of the corner. I see like random fist pumps. I'm not even sure what side of the bet they're on, but I see like random fist
pumps.
Hard to say.
You're on Baylor. I'm on Mississippi
State. Oh my. Okay.
Grudge match.
The air ball that happened right now didn't help much.
No.
This could possibly be your upset. It is at the half, 2-seed Bama up only 4 on Robert Morris.
Yikes.
So they're playing close. And then Iowa State and Lipscomb are underway. Rest of the action later.
You say Lipscomb?
Lipscomb.
call my guy Dale.
North Carolina, Ole Miss. That's one. I'm big on North Carolina this tournament. I think they're going to be good. UConn, they play at 9:25 tonight against Oklahoma. And Bryant in action against Michigan State late game tonight.
Local squad?
Yeah, so I'm throwing them out there. Give them a little bit of love there. Nothing wrong with that. Yikes, spikes. The Bruins opened up a road trip last night. Didn't go great for the Bees.
No.
They lost to the Vegas Golden Knights by a score of 5-1. It's now 4 straight losses for the Bruins. So that shot in the arm after trading half the team has disappeared.
All right, look, here's
they've been getting slammed in these games, too.
Here's why. People are like, oh, don't you feel stupid for asking the question, are they better off without Marchand? No, I think we timed that out perfectly. That's why you ask it right away.
You don't want to wait.
You get that out of the way.
They're getting absolutely trucked.
Turns out they play no differently without Brad Marchand.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Guess what? They're going to miss the playoffs with him or without him.
All right, so we were wrong about that one. Big deal. Oh, don't you feel stupid? No, I think we got in there right when we needed to. Scott McLaughlin, I'm trying to find his tweet right now, had an incredible tweet about the Bruins last night. It's something like they had 3 consecutive games under 20. Here you go.
They're not putting the puck on the net enough.
Bruins were held under 20 shots on goal for the 3rd straight game. It's the first time they've done that since. Any guesses, Keith?
90. No, they were good then. 04.
It's the first time since the NHL officially started recording shots in 59-60.
Great.
They've never done that in recorded history.
No, they've been kind of.
That's what the Bruins have done.
They've cooled off.
Oof.
They got the Sharks tomorrow. 10:30 puck drop.
Good uniform matchup.
Yep. Grab
bag. I do like that show.
Yeah.
The Gibbler was always just a real pain.
Celtics Jazz tonight?
Yeah,
speaking of uniform matchup.
I was just going to say another good uniform matchup.
What?
Grab bag.
Dan Freakin is a billionaire.
It's the freaking weekend.
It is the freaking weekend. Yeah. And he's a billionaire, Jones.
Okay.
And I think he was one of the guys involved in the possible Celtics sale. Didn't get him.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wait, actually?
I think so. I read this somewhere. Here's the thing.
I can't tell if he's kidding or not.
Here's really why we're talking about him.
Okay.
He wants to bring an NHL team to Houston.
Oh.
You want to give him that team?
Where would he be? Which team would that be? An expansion
Houston team? Yeah, new team.
No, but I'm saying he's not moving a team. It'd be
no. I think he just wants to bring a team to Houston. Sure. A new team. They don't need more teams though. They already got enough teams. They got more teams than baseball and basketball now.
Right. You got to
how many teams can you have?
So Houston can have a team, but you got to move a team.
Who are you taking?
Who would
I
move?
Who are you stealing?
Hmm.
Who doesn't deserve their team? You're not. Utah just got one. You're not taking Winnipeg back.
No, you can't take Winnipeg back.
You're not doing that.
Ottawa,
Florida,
Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Yeah, I think I'd move them.
Yeah.
You're out.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
I think that would be a one seed, I think.
Paul Skeens, one of one rookie card, sold for $1.1 million.
What, it was like a snippet of like a game-worn jersey or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't pay that. But
Bill Chisholm, but good the one who bought it.
Good for them, whoever got it. Nice.
It was Bill Chisholm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag, the Jones and Keefe grab bag, the Jones and Keefe grab bag. You're happy now, Jones.
I am, yes.
Alexander Ovechkin up to goal number 888. He is seven shy of the Wayne. Yeah, that's right. Seven shy of the Wayne Gretzky record for most goals in a career.
I'm kicking myself. One of the apps last night, Keith, had an 88% boost on the grade
really?
Eight scoring. Yeah, and I didn't do it.
You didn't take him up on that?
Should have done it.
Do you think he does it against the Bruins? I think they come to the Garden like April 1st.
Oh, that would be cool.
I'm going to keep my eyes out for any, but I should have done it. I didn't do it. I'm still kicking myself today.
You're right. April Fool's Day, 7 o'clock puck drop.
April Fool's Day is a holiday we
cannot celebrate.
We don't love it.
Yeah, no, we took it away.
It's not allowed on the radio.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Grab bag.
How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a
grab bag.
The weekend box office, hoping to do better than last week where nobody went to the theater. We have a couple of new movies, including the live-action Snow White.
Oh.
In on that?
No, it doesn't sound like it's been doing well, right?
No.
Reviewed poorly.
And The Alto Knights, the latest Robert De Niro vehicle where he plays two roles.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of movies with Sam Acker playing two roles lately.
Oh, it's like crazy right now.
They're like the Travis Hunter of actors.
Yes. So right now on Roddy T's, 159 critic scores.
Oh, wait a minute. I keep going, but yeah.
Snow White is rocking a 45%. Not great. Now, the Alto Knights has had, let's see, 66 reviews, so not a ton.
Mm-hmm.
39%.
Oh, boy. While you're on there, you hear Wick this morning talk about Celtic Cities, the Rotten Tomatoes review?
Rotten Tomatoes for TV is useless.
Okay. He said he claimed it has 100.
It does.
It does. Celtic City?
Yeah, it might be like one guy. Seven.
Only seven.
Seven.
Got it. Is it 100? Honestly, is it 100 though? It is.
Yeah.
Okay. I was curious if that claim was correct or not.
Roddy T's is a
Wick, Bill. What's the guy's name?
Yeah, right. So Roddy Tomatoes.
Pags would actually. Pags is actually going to vote against it though.
I don't think I'd promote that because Rotten Tomatoes is yes or no, mm-hmm. right? That's all it is. Mm-hmm. So like, did you like something? Yes or no? And then so seven people reviewed it that are technically critics, and they all just said yes. Doesn't mean it's great. That could be like a 6 out of 10, like if that's what your scale is.
Also, how do you rate it? You're rating the whole series?
So a lot of times with TV shows, they get like one copy. They might have seen one episode and said, yeah. So a lot of TV shows actually rank high 90s. Like it's not uncommon for a TV show to have that high of a rating.
Interesting.
For movies, it's much more less common. It's flawed. Plus, Bill Simmons works for The Ringer. I'm sure there's a bunch of Ringer, like, quote-unquote critic experts that could just go on there and throw it a vote. So, it means very little.
Huh.
Grab bag.
All right, is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent? Yes.
Hmm. He's visiting Pittsburgh today, though. He's at the facility.
Grab bag.
Top NBA performers from last night. We have Nikola Vucevic, 24 points, 14 boards, and 8 assists. Benedict Mathurin, 28 points, 16 boards. Kevin Huerter, 25 points, 5 boards, 7 assists. Kobe White went for 35 points and 5 assists. And Malik Monk, 34 points, 5 dimes.
I'm pretty sure the Bulls won. Put me down for Kobe White. It's a nice line.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Back by popular demand, it is Random College Basketball Player of the Day with our host, Nick LaPan. Nick.
All right. In honor of a game that just tipped off not too long ago, we have an Iowa State Cyclone.
Marcus Fizer.
No.
Jamal Tinsley.
He got it.
There aren't too many of those.
Fred Hoiberg.
I looked it up. There's 40 NBA players, alumni from Iowa State.
George Niang.
Oh, good one.
George
That's
Niang.
A really good one.
Yeah, Hoiberg, the mayor.
Yep.
Good nickname, too, if you're doing nicknames.
Great nickname. If you were theoretically going to do a nickname bracket, that would be a good one to get in there, yeah.
Melvin Edgem was like a really careful. He had a tough name to say, but he was really good.
Edgem?
He had a good. I know that.
Is that the guy on Baylor right now who just missed the dunk?
That's VJ, is it Edgecombe?
Edgecombe.
He's like a lottery pick.
Is he number 15, the one from elbows down low all game?
No, I thought he was 7. I could be wrong.
Maybe.
But anyway, I'm very, very unimpressed.
Iowa State also had, was it Royce White? Was he an Iowa State
great
guy?
One.
Who I liked a lot.
Oh, man, you were a big Royce White guy.
I loved Royce White.
Yeah.
He wouldn't fly in planes, and that was a concern for road games.
That would be in the...
That'd be way worse now.
Yeah, in the NBA.
Tough.
Actually, he's like, I tried to tell you guys.
Guys, I can't play.
Yeah.
Like, we have a West Coast trip. I'll leave now.
he's got like the Madden cruiser.
Yeah, he might.
Driving the games.
So that wasn't great. No, but they've had a few good runs in the tournament.
I'll leave now.
So we have a game tonight.
Yeah,
I know, but
yeah.
You want me for that back-to-back in L.A.? I better get going.
I'll meet you guys in Utah. I got games in 5 days. Yeah, I'll see you there.
That's it.
All right. Random basketball play. Okay, good.
Good
nice.
One.
Good work.
A lot of fun.
You don't think?
I love it. I think people don't like it at all.
Some people.
I think it's good.
There's one person who texts you pretty much every day who dislikes very much.
Hates it. Yeah. Remember how good Marcus Fizer was?
Are you still getting those texts? Or was that just because the first two were extremely
It difficult. Might have been just the first couple.
The first one I think threw people. I think everybody just really likes the random baseball player. Mm. I don't think it has anything to do with it being college basketball. It's just not baseball.
We got a text earlier. It might have been from Dice. If we were going to do random... mediocre quarterback. We already used Jeff Garcia.
Can't do Jeff Garcia
today.
He's
out. Yeah, good point.
John Kitna.
John Kitna's a good one.
Good one. Fun one.
Mm. Steve Berline.
You want to stick with Iowa State, you go Brock Purdy.
Ooh, good one.
He's a little better than average.
Brad Banks went to Iowa.
No.
Brad Banks? Brad Banks, yeah. What do you mean?
Is that
am I wrong? This is like a Heisman candidate.
Yeah. Is that what his name? Brad Smith.
No, Brad Banks. Come on.
Okay.
Yikes.
All right, you got me there.
Yeah.
It's almost the weekend.
Guy was a stud. He won the Davey O'Brien in 2002.
All right.
Yeah. Stand down.
I'll stand down. I'll bend the knee. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI afternoon.
You got a 13 on the Wonderlic at the combine.
Didn't help. Honestly, I'm much more impressed with that number than I used to be.
That's true.
WEEI afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. And you got the clip du jour. It's next.